Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
Seems to me that if they have accepted those proposals were the ones that that Henry developed after the last deal. In other words, he just laid down all these conditions, right?
That's right, sir.
And now let's examine it for a moment in terms of that. Would Abrams say take it?
Yes, he's already said take it.
Even without this?
Even without it.
Yeah, with this, he would say it even more so, would he?
I'm sure of it.
What would you say?
Well, I would say no question how I felt about it, and that's to take
it. Yeah.
I think we're taking some risks in doing it, but I think they're acceptable.
Yeah.
But again, I've always done this with the assumption that we could get you to come along.
Right.
While at the same time being skeptical about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it turned out, he's been goddamn tough.
Well, now, when you say that he's not going to take it, I would say that is there a meeting tomorrow with him alone or with this full security council?
Just Henry, private.
Mm-hmm. You would say that Abrams has already worked him over, huh?
Yes, he has.
And that was...
Henry said he made a...
Very good case.
Mm-hmm. And I think he could make one, given especially now with these new assurances on Cambodia and Laos. My God, this...
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the message to Henry should be now that I, in view of this, that I am convinced that Pew should take this. And that would you want to put it in that context, or mean so that he just hands it to Pew, and that's in effect a confrontation? Now that's one way. If he thinks that'll do any good, or how do we?
No, I think that's the best way to do it. Is just
But then if he says, well, no, then what do we do? What do you say?
I say this cannot but have a most serious effect on our ability to support him from this point on.
Yeah. That's right. Don't you think he has to say that to him?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. No way you could work out a further delay of a week.
Well, I think we can.
I mean, if...
But I think we have to basically have a game plan that's firm in doing so. Right? We've gone back three times to these people.
Yeah, sir. And they've
met each requirement.
That's right.
So if they go public, we're going to look pretty damn foolish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the point. You've,
On the other hand...
Oh, wait just a second. Yeah, on the other hand...
On the other hand, if Q doesn't agree, the provisions of the agreement are meaningless because it requires him to cooperate with the DRV in a series of measures.
Mm-hmm.
And without that cooperation, you've got no agreement. So the only alternative would be if he refuses to do it, is then for us to turn around and work out a bilateral arrangement with Hanoi, which I think he must know we will offer to do.
Yeah.
If he can give us no hope.
Yeah. If we would put it this way, well, if you don't want to go along, then we will have to work out a bilateral. We'll have to go on our own. That's in effect what we say to him, right?
That's right. And not only do that, but he's going to be without our... Our support.
And that we, when you say that, what does he do? I mean, I don't think he's got a cave. What the hell can he do?
He's got a cave or commit suicide. But that's not something that he might not do. He might, he might decide he can blow.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
He might go public.
And
just say he's not going to be forced into this, and hell or high water, he'll fight it out on his own.
Well,
Henry's got a...
Shall we just say this, tell Henry that I realize that there is a risk in how he's going to handle this. I'm not being there, I cannot judge from here
right. What
he should do, but that I think that he should make the strongest possible statement indicating that I now have personally examined it and believe that... If this goes public, enormous demand in this country that we go unilaterally and that we dump too. That we just I think he should say that we cannot handle it here if this offer gets public.
Right.
How does that sound to you?
I think that's fine.
That there's a grave risk of that. That under the circumstances, I feel that we should. Now the things that he's insisting upon are what? What are the things there?
Well, Q wanted some changes which got the troops out of the South.
Yeah, we can't get that.
And which deleted some of this tripartite thing.
Yeah.
So he really wanted to emasculate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are your reactions to what he'll say when that's put to him that way? Of course, it's the total truth. We're simply saying I don't want to go as one, but I think he should know that the risk that we have here that he's running is that if this is that they are likely to go public with this.
Yeah, we should put it
and that
as a threat from you, but
yeah,
it's a reality.
But as a reality, and that when it does, that it will have there'll be an enormous demand for to drop him. I mean, you know, and just to accept. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
I think that's about the way I'd put it.
I think that's the best he can do, and then
yeah, but tell him that that he has the most liberal, ground rules Henry has,
right,
and play it as best he can, and that I'll back him whatever the judgment is. I mean, if it doesn't turn out, we understand,
right?
But the only thing I can think of course, is the possibility of delay. If we could, really, the best of all worlds, I would put the damn thing off till the day after the election.
Judge, yes.
But I think they have to be told that now, the North.
They do. They must be told, and
that, that's right.
The Soviets must be told.
And the Soviets must be told, all right, it's a deal, and then, but they must be told that if it blows, we'll deny it.
Right.
They have a commitment. I think that's the way I'd do it.
Well, the real problem now is to get him through this next meeting, and I think this is right. He's got a damn good feel. He's got to know that you're going to back him.
That's right.
That he can use as much pressure as possible.
Yes.
Short of...
Yeah, that in view of these latest concessions that we've just use all the pressure he can. Okay, and that's a personal message from me. I was telling him I studied it all day here, thought about it, examined it from one end to the other, and that... no deal is perfect, but what that he has our, and also he has our continued assurance that we'll see that the deal is kept. Okay?
Fine, sir.
All right,
good.
Thanks.
Right.